Now, let's just give Pharaoh a break here. We've heard about all this. We're going to swallow. The reason they were in bondage, in slavery, was because they entered into a contract where they were starving to death, and they said, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, buy our lands. Matter of fact, Pharaoh, buy us, and then you can feed us. Because that's how they got into bondage, but nobody seems to talk about that. Everybody talks about Auschwitz, but they don't talk about how they got there.
Wait, so these people, are they Samaritan Hebrewites or
something? No, they're just, they are the people who are not, the true part sons of Abraham.
And they
the
came
true
from?
True part sons of God, the tribes of Israel. And we have them all.
Did they come from the Samaritan Hebrewites?
No.
Okay, they just interacted with them.
Sure.
So when the Samaritans interact with the Hebrews, that's where you get the phrase.
The Samaritans wrote the Times, and the Mesopotamians wrote the Post, and the Hebrews read the Times for the crossword puzzle, and they looked at the Post to see what the Times said about the Post, to see how the Senate subcommittee was responding to their splashed fund tax increase that was on its way in a Senate subcommittee, and once they realized that from their outer kingdom, it invaded their world. And they were just only buying it because of the crossword puzzle. It's a very good Sunday crossword puzzle is way good. But what happened is because of this tippy-tappy thing that was going on, they engaged in the crossword puzzle, and then they got to the fashion section, and that was all the rage of the day, you know, which way your frock's going to flow.
Yeah.
And then they had to figure out how to do your cornrows and how to do your weaves and your hair and what jewelry designer was hot for this week, and how high the Manolo Blahnik's heels were going to be for next season. In the sand, it really didn't make a whole lot of difference, but still, it was really the meme of the day. So that's the references that they brought into their outer kingdom, into their now. So that made them take on some of the parts of the Post and the Times from Mesopotamia and Samaria.
And so that
they drug that into their realities of their little kingdom.
And that's a that's what you mean with the designation Samaritan Hebrewoid.
Well, that's what Manolo Blahnik said. We don't know.
Okay, so but the Samaritan interacting, why the word Hebrewoid? Is that the Hebrew part of the mixture of the Samaritan and the Hebrews?
No, it's a completely different.
Okay, so what is the product of the Samaritan and Hebrewoid?
The lineage of Lilith.
Which, you know, didn't exist, but it's there.
What do you mean? What?
No, I mean the ostensible story by the oligarchy is it didn't exist, but you're saying Lilith...
Oh, you mean according to the Council of Nicaea?
Yeah, right.
Oh, so I guess that would be the Picayune Tribune that rewrote that, not the Post or the Times. Oh, gotcha. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the Chattanooga Free Press. It might have been the Chattanooga Free Press that cleaned that up, Bob.
Yeah.
So, now, what we're trying to say easily is not so much.
Yeah, so Lilith, the generation lineage of Lilith is still activated, still happening here.
Why, these people still worship that heifer right now. What are you talking about?